As I'm sure many of you know, over the weekend we tragically lost one of Auburn's dearest friends, Rod Bramblett, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, and his wife Paula in a car accident. Rod was a young 53 years old, and his wife Paula was just 52. I myself was back home for the weekend in North Carolina for my great-grandmother's funeral and was absolutely stunned when I heard the news. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to believe the news. Just last Thursday, Rod was in Hoover calling Auburn's baseball SEC tournament game versus LSU, and suddenly, by late Saturday night, Rod was no longer with us. I am the broadcaster that I am today because of Rod. He was gave generously of his time and wisdom to help me improve in my chosen profession. He was always encouraging and extremely helpful. He was a tremendous friend of the program and always willing to come on the air anytime I asked. Within the past 2 years, Rod and I became teammates. Rod Bramblett welcomed me onto the Auburn Sports Network as a softball and baseball broadcaster. Just 2 short months ago, I had the opportunity and pleasure to call an Auburn baseball game with Rod on the Auburn Sports Network. It was such an incredible opportunity to sit there and work next to the master, watching and observing how professionally he approached his work and seeing just how much he loved his Auburn Tigers. It was quite simply something that I will never, ever forget. A GoFundMe page has been created to help support Rod and Paula's 2 children, Shelby and Joshua. The contributions made have already been remarkable. $220,000 have been named in the Rod Bramblett and Paula Bramblett Family Memorial Fund. Auburn baseball head coach Butch Thompson and his wife Robin donated $5,000, while Apple CEO Tim Cook made a $25,000 donation himself. If you would like to contribute, you can find an online link pinned to the top of our Twitter page at SportsCallAU.